Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. I'm delighted that you're with me, and I trust that you've been with me all week as Derek has been teaching us about the power of proclamation, one of the great teachings of Derek Prince's life, and one of the great doctrines of Scripture is that the Word of God is not just information. It's not just like normal earthly literature. It actually carries power. The words are containers of spiritual power, which we can release as we speak those words over our lives and allow them to govern our circumstances. It's a great thing. It's a great tool that is given us from the Lord. And Derek is going to teach us today about self-defense scriptures, scriptures we ought to be using to, in a sense, build a bulwark against evil, against the evil thoughts and the temptation to fear that we tend to carry in our lives. If you've missed any of this, log on to the website at derekprince.org. But grab your Bible now, grab your notebook, and let's listen and be prepared to act on the Word as Derek teaches us on the self-defense scriptures of proclamation.
Now, we're going to take some patent proclamations. But first of all, remember, it must be the breath with the Word. In other words, it has to be the Holy Spirit. And secondly, what we do, and I think it's a very good thing to do, is we personalize it. So where the Bible says you, we say we. In other words, we're saying this applies to us here and now. Now, we're going to start with self-defense. What happens when we're attacked? And I could go on this all the rest of this period, but I am tired of moving in the area of needs. So many Christians never get beyond their own needs. So I'm going to go briefly through this area and go on to what I call the area of aggression, where you're not defending yourself, but you're attacking. So suppose that you have a lot of dark, negative forebodings, and you're continually thinking about what would happen if I were to die. And I mean, there are lots of people with this attitude, and some of them are here tonight. And you've been told by the doctor, like Ruth was, well, we can't guarantee that you'll come through this. We'll do our best. Here's a scripture we must have used several thousand times. I mean, Ruth at certain times just lay in bed and said that. That's all she said. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Would you like to say that? Yeah. That doesn't take much memorizing, does it? All right. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Again. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now, one thing you can do to make sure you're really bold is to turn and face somebody, look them right in the face, and say to them, I shall not die, but live. It takes a certain amount of extra, what the Jews call chutzpah, or nerve.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen. And you feel better now, don't you? Now, suppose it should happen to you as it happens. I mean, preachers are particularly a target for this. A lot of people are criticizing you and speaking against you, and some are praying against you. So what do you do? Well, our remedy is Isaiah 54:17. If you want to find it in your Bible, we'll just say, now we say it in our own particular way, but it's based on this. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against us in judgment we do condemn. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. You found it there? You see how we personalize it? We'll do that once more. I mean, we actually, and I'll tell you a secret, which is no longer a secret, but everybody's going to know it all around the world sooner or later. We say this every night before we go to sleep. All right.
No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against us in judgment we do condemn. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord,
And our righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. That's why we can condemn the tongues that accuse us, because they're accusing God's righteousness, you see? And that's always losing. Now, I'd like to say, just to clear the record, after that, we say, if there are those who've been speaking or praying against us or seeking harm or evil to us, we forgive them. And having forgiven them, we bless them in the name of the Lord. You see, we replace the negative with the positive, because the Bible says, if people curse you, don't curse them back, bless them. Paul said, don't be overcome by evil, overcome evil with good. The only power strong enough to overcome evil is good. So you have to learn to meet the negative and overcome it with the positive, but it has to be based on this word. All right, now, suppose, let's say, our ministry is assailed, or it could be our home or our family. We have one that we're quite famous for in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 25 through 27. We do this in the NIV, which makes it very powerful. Deuteronomy 33, 25 to 27. The bolts of our gates will be iron and bronze, and our strength will equal our days. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides on the heavens to help us, and on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out our enemy before us, saying, destroy him. Amen. That really frightens Satan, I'll tell you that. And we have learned you have to destroy him. God will drive him out. You have to destroy him. You have to put your foot on the enemy's neck. Now, let's point out, we're not talking about human beings. We're talking about spiritual forces in the heavenlies when we talk about our enemies. Our enemies are not flesh and blood. Your pastor is not your enemy. Your husband is not your enemy. You might think so at times, but that's not the way it is. You have to learn that we're not fighting human beings. These weapons are very powerful, but they have to be used in the right context.
One of the great arts in using the Word of God is that we learn how to personalize scriptures, that we learn how to insert the first person, even insert our names into the promises and the proclamation that the Word of God makes. This will release the power of scripture in your life. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're here. We're learning about proclamation. We're learning how to speak the word over our lives. And I'm very excited about what you're just about to hear from Derek, because one of the things I have learned is that actually areas of our personalities that tend to be weak, we tend to be a little shy, or we tend to be vacillating, we can actually bolster those areas by learning to proclaim the word to strengthen us in our very areas of weakness. Let's listen as Derek teaches us.
All right, now suppose you should have any kind of need. None of you do, I'm sure, but suppose it should happen. Financial, or physical or healing. We've got one proclamation for each. First of all, financial. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. And we just changed the words a little, but they're basically the King James. God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. See, it starts with three simple words. God is able. Do you believe he's able? It's important. All right, then it says what he's able to do. And that is such a tremendous verse. The word all occurs five times. And the word abound or abundance occurs twice. It wouldn't be possible to get more abundance into one verse than Paul got into that. And it's grace. Notice that. How is grace received? By what? By faith. By grace you are saved through faith. That's right. It's not something we earn. Doesn't depend on our salary, although that may be related. But we receive it by faith in God's grace. We'll do it once more. This is, I would say, the financial basis of our ministry. Whenever we are praying for finance, we start on this basis. See, we begin, then we have a positive attitude. So we'll do it again. God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And then suppose that you're challenged with something that you can't do. It's too much. You're just not capable. You don't have the education. You don't have the physical strength. Depends what it is. And yet God has challenged you with it. Well, we resort to Philippians 4:13. But this is the Prince version. I happen to know Greek. And I think the Lord gave me a really good rendering of the Greek that brings out the meaning better than any other version I've ever heard. But let me say, it's not in print. I've got people coming up to me and saying, where can we buy it? You can't. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I'll say that again. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I use the word empower because the Greek word is from dunamis, which is normally translated power. So there's a source of power within you that is released by your proclamation. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I don't have the education, I don't have the strength, but when it's the will of God, when it's a task assigned by God, there's one in me who empowers me from within. And then suppose the problem is sickness. One of our favorites is 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose wounds we were healed. See, puts it in the past tense. See, if you notice, when it speaks about healing in the atonement, it never uses the future. 700 years before Jesus came, Isaiah said, through his stripes we are healed. After the atonement, looking back, Peter said, by whose wounds you, what? Were healed. See, that gives you a totally different perspective. Doesn't mean you automatically cease to be sick, but it gives you a different basis on which to encounter and challenge sickness. And sometimes you have to keep saying it a long while. You just have to decide which is more reliable, God's word or your symptoms.
What powerful teaching this is. And I want to extend it just a little bit in our minds coming out of Derek's powerful, powerful presentation. Because, you know, there's a mentality that tends to rob us of the great things that God has done for us. It's a mentality that says that we don't have the right, or it's not somehow holy or righteous to sort of take hold aggressively of a promise of God, or to somehow make it our own, or to somehow work that scripture in our psyche and in our prayers and proclamation so that it becomes a reality in our lives. And the only illustration that I can tell you is this. I have two children whom I love dearly, Jonathan and Elizabeth. And I will give them anything that I can. They are college age, so they have cars, they have college tuition, they have, you know, iPods and computers and cameras and what have you. I do anything I can. Nothing would bother me more than if I suddenly heard from a friend of my daughter, and the person and this friend said, you know, your daughter is basically hasn't eaten in a week because she's sitting over there not wanting to ask you for anything. That would light me up. I will give my children anything I can. Well, that's exactly how God is. And he is actually honored when we take hold by faith of the things that he has promised to give us. Coming in just a few moments, Scott Ross will be with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me on this Thursday. We've been listening to some marvelous teaching by Derek Prince on the power of proclamation. And to help us apply this to our lives today, there are a number of people joining me here. First of all, Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, is with me. And Dick, love having you here to help us apply this stuff and change our lives with the word.
Thanks, Stephen. Great to be with you.
And also joining me again, as he was on Tuesday, is Scott Ross, whom you know probably from the 700 Club and CBN and all kinds of things that he's done. And we really love having him here because he has the combination of a insightful man when it comes to our contemporary culture, but he also has extensive experience with Derek Prince and always brings some firsthand knowledge. Scott, great to have you here.
Thank you, Stephen. Always an honor to be here and remember Derek and what he carried to the world and still carries.
That's right. Amazing life that still is having a huge impact. You know, I want to go after something that is perhaps a little bit difficult for some folks. Scott, you and your wife, Nedra, have really put into practice what you learned from Derek and others about the power of proclamation as a husband and wife, mm-hmm. something that Derek and particularly he with Lydia and Ruth modeled. But I'm sure there are some folks listening who in their marital relationship would feel uncomfortable with this, you know, the Christian wife who's perhaps somewhat less Christian husband doesn't really want to do it, or they feel uncomfortable with each other, or maybe they're coming out of a church background that really doesn't practice this kind of thing. Can you give us just a little insight into maybe how you and Nedra arrived at a comfort with that, and maybe you could share some thoughts for folks who are in those situations?
I think the first thing for Nedra and for me was to read the Word together, and the Word of God. Find a translation that's comfortable to you. There's a myriad of them out there, and every day, I mean this sincerely, I'm not overstating this, every day, Nedra and I pray and read the Word together, or read the Word together and then pray. That's generally the order we take it in. You don't have to be religious about it. But we do that, and it's very real to us. And it is what I believe has held our marriage together. We're 40 years into this marriage, and we'll probably, you know, go for another 40. But we believe that this is absolutely necessary for a husband and wife to come together and humble themselves before the Lord. You don't have to grovel, but you're there and you are reading the Word of God together. And then we comment to back and forth to each other about what the Word might be saying to us at any given moment. And then we pray over those things. We begin to go through things about the family or whatever else. But just let me back it up for a second, that if there is anything going on between Nedra and me that is not right, we attempt to get that remedied as soon as possible. And I was talking a moment ago about the morning when we spent time in the Word. But another practice that we have is the Scripture says, don't let the sun go down in your anger. So at the end of a day, if there's anything been going on in the day that has been something between Nedra and me that has been problematic, and all marriages have them. If you don't have a problem, I'd like to talk to you. But if you do have these issues that happen between a husband and wife, you get them up on the table. And we are transparent. There's a line I use frequently when I'm talking, and that is, I have no secrets from Nedra. I have none. Now, certainly I don't have them from God. He knows what we're doing. He knows our secrets. But from Nedra, I have none. I don't have a secret life other than my life with God. And that's a process. So I keep everything up on the table so that we're walking transparently with each other. We talk with one another, confess our faults to one another. And usually, if there's anything awry, and Nedra's out of order, she gets in order real fast. That's a joke. They're a little slow there. They may be some Presbyterians in the audience.
I am Presbyterian.
Yeah, I know it. But if something needs, I confess my faults to her. I say, look, I blew it. I got angry yesterday with you. This was bothering me. That was bothering me. And then we take that to the Lord and we pray over the Word and then we proclaim that and confess it to God and to each other. That's very important. Part of this whole process. So it begins there. It begins in my home. It begins in my family before I go out to the rest of the world and try to do all these spiritual things. If my own household's not together, then how am I going to set the house of the Lord in order? I can't.
Scott, that's really challenging. I'm really glad that you're sharing these insights, and I'm not so glad either, because they're very, very challenging. Cindy and I have had challenges walking this, just with travel schedules, business schedules, you know, trying to get our lives together so that we can do this. But the thing that impresses me is that you have spent a better part of your life declaring things out into the airwaves, and it's not empty words. It actually accomplishes things out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. And people watch our lives, you know, and it's not just what we say, it's what we do. You know, it's Paul's statement, the Apostle Paul said, you are a letter read by all men. People are looking at you. And so just recently, Nedra was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there she is standing in front of the entire world. This is being broadcast from the Waldorf Astoria in New York. It's on satellite TV. It's all over the world. Millions of people are watching it. She's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a Ronette. And she stands before the whole world. She said, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making this possible. If it wasn't for that moment, those moments where the Lord was with us and what God's done in our lives, this wouldn't be possible. So there it was. So people are looking at that. So she didn't shy away from it. And then comes back to our table, and there's Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins and Michael J. Fox and Keith Richards and of the Rolling Stones and all of this. And the whole world heard that.
Yeah.
But they're looking at us. See?
Powerful.
Yeah. It's real powerful.
Well, listen, Scott, it's just great having you with us and great to have these insights that you have, not only from your own life, but from Derek's life. And we just want to say from Derek Prince Ministries, man, rock on. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're really impacting your generation.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you.
Great having you with us. Listen, if you want to follow up on anything that we're talking about, listen to these teachings, hear our interviews with Scott again, and some of the other great interviews that we're having on this program. You can log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find all kinds of great information, and you'll also learn how to partner with Derek Prince Ministries. But that is all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, including Dick Leggett sitting right here with me in the studio, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To receive Derek's book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And his special audio CD, Defeat of Satan, for your gift of $15 or more, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.